Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was the atmosphere like in Baltimore for what was us hyped up and I would say delivered on the hype, Clash of the Titans?
It was pretty raucous. I think there were probably not as many seats filled as normally just because of the god-awful weather. I mean, it started raining probably about 10, if not earlier this morning, and it really just would not stop for the entirety of that afternoon game. So that obviously maybe kept some fans in the parking lot, kept some fans in the cheap seats at home. But, I mean, it definitely had the feel of a playoff-type game, and everyone afterwards said as much. You know, even in the first quarter when the Ravens forced third and longs, it got super, super loud. And even the 49ers said that the crowd didn't have too much of an effect on the game. But, you know, the Ravens definitely seemed to play better at home, especially on defense, when they had that crowd support. So it was a lot of fun being there and just taking it all in.
I can imagine. What was the difference for you? It was certainly a close game, only two field goals in the second half, so kind of a chess match there. But what do you think it came down to?
I think you can just point to the aggressive approach the Ravens continue to take with Lamar Jackson at the controls. I mean, this was obviously not a banner day for the offense. I think they finished with under 300 yards passing. Lamar Jackson finished with a season low in passing yards, but you know, when push came to shove, when they had the ball for that final possession and they faced, you know, fourth and inches from their own 40 or thereabouts, they could have easily punted. You know, Sam Cook had pinned the 49ers at the one earlier in the game, but they decided, you know what, we're going to roll with Lamar. They go for that QB sneak, they get it, and then, you know, a couple minutes later, about another 30 yards downfield or whatever it is, they're in position to set up Justin Tucker, the NFL's most accurate kicker ever, for the game winner. And it pays off because he hits the 49-yarder as time expires. So, you know, just John Harbaugh and this offensive staff, Greg Roman, continuing to have faith in this offense to move the ball even when it's against a defense as great as the 49ers. You know, no one in the NFL has converted as many fourth down conversions as the Ravens have, and it's no surprise that their offense is, again, one of the NFL's best.
And now they're 14 of 19 on fourth downs through week 13. But I thought it was interesting that Coach Harbaugh did not change his approach, even though there was a fourth down, in that second half in which the Niners forced an incompletion. And yet, when it came time to do it again, he was right there being aggressive.
Right. I think on that first one you mentioned, they were kind of, you know, in betwixt and between. They were thinking about the San Francisco 49ers 40-yard line thereabouts, and you know, maybe a little too far for Justin Tucker given the weather, and they thought that they could get the 5 yards. They probably would have liked to, you know, be a little bit more conservative on third down because it was third and five as well, make fourth down a little bit more manageable, but they didn't get it. But, you know, John Harbaugh said today after the game that if it were fourth and two, if it were a little bit more uncomfortable than the fourth and one or fourth and inches that they had to go for it, he probably would have considered going for punt, he probably would have considered punting, probably would have taken that punt. But this is a staff that, you know, knows about win probabilities, and they know just how much faith that they have and what the stats say about what it means to go for it. And so they went for it because they figured that, hey, chances are this is going to work, and it certainly did.
Mm. Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun talking about the Ravens' big victory that moves them to 10-2. And right now, atop the AFC playoff picture, it's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So no sunglasses for Lamar Jackson on
no.
This Sunday. What did he have to say about the weather?
He said that he threw some bad passes, and he certainly did. You know, it's been interesting. I think two of his lesser games this season, he had all the great runs against Seattle, but he wasn't especially accurate, in Seattle against the Seahawks defense. Again, he had some drop passes in that one, but you look at that game, you look at this one, you consider kind of the weird, funky grip that he has, where it's a little atypical for the standard prototypical NFL quarterback. You wonder if that has anything to do with it, but obviously the 49ers have a great secondary. So even if he was on target today, you wonder how much that would have made a difference with just in how much they stuck to every Ravens receiver, it seemed like. But it definitely had an effect. You know, he's a little bit slower in when it's kind of wet and muddy, but again, so are defenses, and it didn't seem to affect when he juked Juwan Williams out of his cleats on that second down play. But I think if all things were equal, the Ravens would definitely like to play in the kind of weather that you might get in, say, Miami for Super Bowl compared to what you would get today. But again, the 49ers, Coach Kyle Shanahan said the exact same thing. He would prefer to have San Francisco play in a fast type of environment. So it was interesting to see both teams kind of play a little bit outside of their comfort zone today.
I know that they had those back-to-back losses to Kansas City and Cleveland in the first month of the season, but since then they've had some really incredible tests that they have passed with flying colors. So on the road at Seattle, of course, the game against the Patriots, the lopsided affair against the Texans, which, if I remember correctly, was scoreless after one quarter. They walloped the Rams. Now they beat the 49ers. How are you seeing them approach what is a really difficult schedule when you think about the way these opponents have stacked up?
Yeah, it's funny to think about that Texans game, because before they got shut out in the third quarter today, that was actually the last quarter that they'd been blanked, and they ended up winning that game by like 30 points, which is just pretty absurd. But, I mean, they just have a very unique offense. I mean, you know, it doesn't need to be hammered down any more than it already has. They have a really, really good running game that makes their passing game go when you can set up play action as easily it does. They have a great line. Lamar Jackson has been extremely accurate. You know, he's had like the top three QBR ratings of the season. And here's a guy who couldn't hit 60% of his passes last season. So, you know, you combine that with a defense that has really turned it on. You have a great, great special teams unit. It's really just a very well-rounded team. I think they were top five in all three phases of the game, you know, by efficiency, according to Football Outsiders. So when you have all those factors working together, it just kind of has a multiplying effect, and it really makes it tough for a team, because you know that you can't let up on any end of that game.
Sure.
And I mean, obviously today was a different story. It was a lot closer than I expected it to be. But I mean, for the Ravens to go into Buffalo with a 10-2 record, I think they have to feel really, really good about themselves.
What were you expecting, if not a close game?
I was expecting about a 10-point game. I just figured that, you know, hey, even though San Francisco has this great, great defense, their one issue this season has been defending the run. I think they were about middle of the road in terms of, you know, run efficiency. But you look at what, Kyler Murray giving them trouble. You look at Russell Wilson giving them trouble. So they had trouble with these dual threat quarterbacks. And obviously Lamar Jackson has wheels that those guys don't. And you just figure with playing at home, with possibly the weather going in their factor, you know, the 49ers being really banged up on offense, I thought that all that would kind of snowball and go the Ravens' way. But obviously San Francisco has a great coaching staff, and they did everything that they could to keep that game close and basically have it be on a knife's edge going into the final quarter.
Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun with us here after hour, CBS Sports Radio. Every week now, I look forward to Mark Ingram's time at the podium. And today he taught us about Automatuck for Justin Tucker, which I thought was really clever. It seems like, from an outsider's perspective, that this team has wonderful chemistry. You're with them all the time. You've watched them from the beginning. How would you describe their chemistry?
Well, certainly a lot of dad jokes. I think Automatuck is a pretty easy pun. But it's a team that, listen, last season, John Harbaugh said it was one of the most fun teams that he's ever been around. And that team, you know, it obviously had to get Lamar Jackson in the starter to turn things around. But they kind of went into the playoffs needing that win in the regular season finale to secure that AFC North crown. And obviously, here you have a team that's only lost two times in 12 games. So, it's a team that takes its cue from its leaders. I mean, when you have guys like Mark Ingram, when you have young leaders like Lamar Jackson, when you have kind of, you know, steely veterans like Earl Thomas, I think there's a lot of accountability on all sides of the field. And obviously, you know, you have the guys who are a little bit more charismatic and a little bit more colorful, guys like Marcus Peters. But I think they, you know, they are, they know that they're worth, they know their worth, they know their place in the team, and there really hasn't been any situation other than maybe after that Cleveland game where Brandon Williams and Earl Thomas reportedly had a little bit of a tiff in the locker room, where there's been any indication that something is you know, something foul is brewing in the locker room. So it's just a credit to the coaching staff and to the leaders of this team for empowering one another to keep everyone in check, but also keep it pretty light.
Of course, Coach Harbaugh recently said Lamar Jackson as his quarterback made him feel much younger than he actually is, which is kind of fun. You can find Jonas on Twitter at Jonas_Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R. Cover sports. The Ravens for the Baltimore Sun was there in the rain and the wind as this this game went down to the wire. Jonas, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.